Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Jason Tibbles, Vice President of Health Services at Teladoc Health, and we're going to be talking about the flu season and what you should do if you come down with the flu. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, last year's flu season was pretty bad. In fact, one of the worst epidemics in decades. How is this year's flu season expected to compare to last year's flu season?
Well, Stephen, last year was a fairly devastating flu season. Across the country, there's an estimated 80,000 deaths due to influenza, one of the worst in decades. It's a little early this year to get a gauge on the severity, but I will tell you this is the month where we start seeing an uptick, and in fact, we are.
Hospitals and doctors' offices were overburdened last year because of the number of people coming in with influenza. Now, many individuals have turned to virtual care for their treatment. Tell us, what exactly is virtual care and what are the benefits?
Sure. Well, virtual care, put simply, really is just using technology to connect on your terms with a high-quality healthcare professional who happens to be in another location. That's usually by phone, could be video, app on a smartphone. And as a result, to huge benefits and increased access and convenience. So in the end, you know, patients are able to connect with a board-certified physician in minutes from home, work, while on vacation, or really wherever they are.
Now, how does using a virtual healthcare, how does that actually compare to making a traditional doctor's office visit?
Well, there are many parallels with a traditional office visit. You're just not in the same room. Also, you probably didn't fight traffic and wait 2 hours in a waiting room full of sick people. But in the end, these physicians review medical histories, talk to you just as they would in an in-person encounter. And when appropriate, they can diagnose and treat many conditions. And today, many people are really starting to think about virtual care as their front door to healthcare, sort of their initial place to go when they think that they need to enter healthcare.
It's almost like a house visit.
A little bit, you know, it's almost coming full circle where much of the care was delivered in homes and over decades moved to brick and mortar settings, hospitals and clinics. And now we seem to be going the other direction a bit.
Okay. Now, how can virtual care help with something like the flu? And can it actually help with other ailments as well?
Yeah, the list is long. You know, flu is a great use case for virtual care. You know, the biggest benefit in the case of the flu really is the speed of access. You know, in order to prevent the major complications of flu, the sooner you get diagnosed and treated, if appropriate, the less likely you are to get the very serious possible complications of influenza. More importantly to the rest of us, if you do have the flu and you stay home and get treated virtually, you're not exposing many other vulnerable people, the elderly, the very young. And then on the off chance that you don't have the flu, guess where all the people that have the flu are? They're in doctor's offices, they're in hospitals, so staying away is generally a good idea.
Now, with virtual care, how does a doctor actually tell if a patient is sick with the flu or whatever ailment they have, and how is the proper diagnosis done just by using an app on your phone?
Well, the flu is one of the best acute illnesses to diagnose virtually, and in most cases, a well-trained physician can make that diagnosis based on symptoms. You know, a quality virtual care provider will have hundreds of clinical quality guidelines and protocols in front of them. They will have been well trained on how to diagnose and treat many conditions. And in the end, it's incredibly important that patients receive the highest quality medical care. And Teladoc Health, we take that quite seriously.
Now, you just mentioned Teladoc right there. You are the Vice President of Health Services at Teladoc Health. So tell us about the company. What is Teladoc?
Well, Teladoc is the global leader in virtual care, serving all 50 states domestically and actually over 100 countries globally.
And how did it get started?
Teladoc started around 2002, really to fill a need in medical communities for help with cross-coverage situations. And over the years, as technology improved and healthcare shortages have become more significant, there's just been a growing need for virtual care. And as technology has improved, the consumers have begun to demand virtual care many times.
Now, where can people find out more information about virtual health care?
Well, I always encourage people to talk to their employer or their health plan. Many people have a virtual care benefit and they just don't know it. They're just not aware. Another option would be to go to teledoc.com/flu, where you can find out if you're one of the tens of millions of people with access to Teladoc Health, and then also get up to date on this year's flu season.
Does a person's health plan usually include a service like virtual care?
Many times it does. And again, it's one of those things where, you know, your listeners should check with their HR department if they're employed, and if not, with their health plan. And or again, teledoc.com/flu. But yes, many times people have this benefit and they're just not aware that they do.
Okay, as we start to get into this year's flu season, is there one particular point you'd like to make that people should know about this year's flu season?
A couple of quick things. One, now is the time to be thinking about it. If you haven't done it, get a flu shot. That's number one. And second of all, get a plan. You know, if it's 3 a.m. and you come down with flu symptoms, that's not the time to be thinking about what your options might be. So I would encourage people, find out if you have a virtual care benefit and think about that as a really, really important tool in your battle against flu this season.
Okay, Dr. Jason Tibbles, Vice President of Health Services at Teladoc Health, and we've been talking about this year's flu season and how to get ready for the flu this season. Thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.